The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com. And now it's time for the Mr. Nelson Show. This is a Nelson News Bulletin. Deputies recently arrested a 34-year-old Florida woman and her 33-year-old ex-boyfriend on suspicion of conspiring to rob and beat an elderly man. Hello, I'm Mr. Nelson. A 73-year-old man was taken to the emergency room with several injuries on his body, which prompted hospital staff to contact law enforcement. He reportedly told responding deputies he had been struck with a metal object numerous times and that his wallet had been stolen in the Plantation Pines neighborhood. Investigators later learned the victim allegedly met with Chelsea Wright at a bar to talk about their romantic relationship. While they were together, Wright reportedly asked the man to come to her house. He agreed and then followed her in his car. During the drive, the sheriff's office said Wright pulled over and picked up her ex-boyfriend, Andrew Marks, who was standing on the side of the road. Later, Wright reportedly stopped her vehicle and dropped off Marks near a home. According to the sheriff's office, the victim then exited his vehicle, went up to Wright's car, and Marks allegedly reappeared and struck the elderly man in the head with a metal object. Marks reportedly continued to beat him when he fell to the ground in a fetal position. Investigators allege Marks robbed the victim of his wallet and fled the scene with Wright as the victim lay injured and bleeding. The victim sustained injuries to his head, torso, and arms. The sheriff's office said the man also required stapling due to severe lacerations to his head, and his eye was swollen shut. Detectives soon began surveilling Wright. Deputies performed a traffic stop on her for an infraction and found narcotics in her possession. Officials initially took her into custody on drug charges and probation violations. During interviews, Wright reportedly lied to investigators and falsely claimed she picked up an elderly woman with Alzheimer's who attacked the victim. However, the sheriff's office said they obtained text message evidence showing Wright and Marks plotted the attack and robbery. Officials located Marks in Holly Hill and arrested him on charges of robbery with a weapon and aggravated battery of a victim over the age of 65. In addition to the drug and probation violation charges, Wright also faces counts of robbery with a weapon and aggravated battery of a victim over 65. The suspects remain held in Volusia County Jail. Well, if you're in your 70s and a pretty young thing comes along and seems to be romantically interested in you, just remember that old adage, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Now, this scenario is reminiscent of a recent crime that ended up being fatal. Fortunately, that didn't happen here, but this business of luring male victims out with the promise of some sexual encounter only to brutally rob them. Are we seeing a trend here? Well, let's turn to our panel, Lefty Turnington and Red Neckerton. Red, what do you think's going on here?
Well, I think it's just like you said. The real warning here is it's too good to be true. It probably is. I mean, come on, man. You gotta stop thinking with your dick. I mean, I know blonde cutie is hard to resist because it gets hard. But still, you know, you got to use your brain. But of course, I mean, at his age, I guess, kind of like Swiss cheese at this point. You know, like Joe Biden.
Stop it. Come on. But, you know, I think we're missing a deeper aspect of this scenario in terms of the parameters of power.
Why? What do you mean, Lefty?
Well, they take the woman here. I mean, this could easily be seen as her acting out against the cruelties of living under the patriarchy.
What?
I mean, here you have this stupid old fart. I mean, you're right, Red. He should have known better. But here preying upon this young woman, young enough to be his daughter, for his lustful desires. And this gave her the opportunity to turn the tables on him, to use this whole scenario and turn it around to be empowering for her.
Oh, my God.
And as for the ex-boyfriend, well, boy, the X word there gives it away. This was his attempt to get back into her good graces in an attempt to lay claim to her like she's property.
Huh?
It's just, you know, it's tough out there for the girls. And at the very least, it's a mitigating circumstance due to the travails of her gender. Yeah. And at best, she's the real victim here.
Holy shit! Well, there you have it. Commentary from two different opinionated perspectives. And just remember, the honey may be sweet, but it can also be a trap. This has been a Nelson News Bulletin. You're listening to the Mr. Nelson Show here on RadioMisfits.com. Mitt, is gray hair sneaking up on you?
Hey, it is sneaking up on me. Down hair toe.
Mitt, your world doesn't need to be all shades of gray. With For Men Only Hair Stain, you can re-enter a manly black and colored world and get laid. Now FDA approved for your pubes.
Ah, now that's a lot better.
And thicker, too.
Hair stain is for men only. Women, especially pregnant women, should never even touch hair stain unless you want breast cancer, brain cancer, rectal rot, and or retard babies. By purchasing this product, we assume that you do not want the aforementioned maladies.
A horse is a horse, of course, and a horse has needs, of course,
especially when that horse is Mr. Sex Ed.
This here is a special episode of the Mr. Sex Ed Show, as I will present to you a documentary in several parts that'll give you a tour of the ins and outs of sexuality. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The name of this recording, Suck and Screw Orgy, by Alan Karminsky. This is an educational recording.
Hello, my name is Kathy Firth. I have an appointment to see the dentist.
Is this your first visit, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Who referred you to us?
Barbara Ames.
Oh, Barbara. She was just in last week. She had a root canal.
Well, she said it was absolutely painless. Do you use gas?
Yes, and it's very pleasurable.
I never thought I'd say this at a dentist's office, but I'm looking forward to this.
So are we. What exactly is the problem?
Well, I have a toothache.
Well, I know that. Why don't you have a seat, and I'll see if the doctor's ready to see you.
All right.
Yes?
Dr. Moeller, Kathy Firth is here as a new patient.
Oh.
By the way, Barbara Ames recommended her.
Ah, oh, is she as pretty as Barbara?
Prettier.
Ah. Fantastic. You can send her right in.
Miss Firth, this is the doctor. He will see you now. Dr. Moeller, this is Kathy Firth.
Well, hello, Miss Firth. How are you today?
Fine. Barbara never told me that you'd be so handsome.
Well, how nice of you to say. I mean, you're very good looking yourself. Oh, nurse, by the way, would you have my instruments cleaned and sterilized, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Now, Kathy, what seems to be the problem?
I have a throbbing sensation in my mouth.
All right, now why don't you open up? Let me have a look. I see. It looks as though you have a cavity that needs filling.
Is it a big hole?
No, it's just a little small one. It's going to be very easy to fill. Are you allergic to any anesthetics?
No, but I must warn you. Numbs one part of my body, but awakens another.
Really? Well, let me examine you further. Aha. It seems there's another cavity that needs filling.
You're right, and you're the dentist to do it. Mm-hmm. Doctor, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm preparing a special kind of aphrodisiac gas.
I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be. Now, put yourself in my hands. Now open your mouth, dear. That's it. Wider. Now, please, a little wider. Wide. That's perfect.
Oh, I'm beginning to feel the sensation of the gas.
Hold on to me and I'll comfort you.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, you only need
something to hold on to.
You're only going to need 20 seconds of this fantastic aphrodisiac gas.
Oh, I'm getting woozy, but it feels good.
Now just let it take effect.
Oh, Doctor.
Well, I don't think it's a mystery as to where this is going. But, of course, this is all for educational purposes and a full in-depth analysis. We'll follow the entirety of the story, but for its continuation, you'll have to wait for part two of Suck and Screw. Smellog's Poop, the super delicious laxative, presents The Adventures of Sun King. Faster than the speed of light, more powerful than an atomic bomb, able to leap the moon in a single bound.
What? Up in the sky! It's a comet!
It's a UFO!
No! It's Sun King! Yes, Sun King. And who? Disguised as mild-mannered tabloid reporter Mark Milktit, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
Previously, on The Adventures of Sun King, Sun King had managed to convince Rex Rain the error of his ways, but as he was getting ready to return Rex to his home in the United States, both men were suddenly attacked by the superpowered mercenary, Warhead.
Stop your whining, Rex. If you're looking for sympathy, you'll get none from me. After all, you're the one who... What?
Oh, no! Warhead!
Who?
This guy, his name's Warhead. He's one of our enhanced superpowered mercenaries that we mutated back at the labs. Looks like the East Crapping Cornies hired him for their side. Oh, boy.
Lord, he packs a mean wallop. I should be able to handle... Good Lord. What? I'm bleeding. It seems impossible, but somehow this Warhead character is able to penetrate my force field. Incredible. I can only surmise that the energized dark matter we use to power Warhead is a weakness, King. Maybe so, Rex, but in doing so, you may have engineered your own demise, as I may be powerless to defend us from the might of Warhead.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Warhead, tougher than Sun King! Gonna kick your head! Come on, smell it! Yeah!
Meanwhile, back at the international airport in the capital city of Plop Plop, Layla Lutt has unwittingly caught the eye of the corrupt chief of police.
Ha ha ha, behold that sexy American girl. I think I will add her to my harem collection as my latest concubine.
Oh, but sir, I don't think she'll be agreeable to this.
Don't be a fool. I will eliminate the option of choice simply by charging her with, drug trafficking. That'll do.
We don't have any evidence on that.
You idiot. You plant it. Now make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Hey, okay, sir.
And shortly, Layla Lott is suddenly accosted by two crepincorny police officers.
Halt, woman! You are under arrest!
What? What for?
For drug trafficking!
That's absurd!
Quickly, perform the strip search!
What?
There we go! Crack in her crack!
What? You planted that! This is outrageous!
You were hereby charged with drug trafficking and making unsubstantiated accusations of planting evidence. Take her away!
No! No, you can't do this! You can't do this!
And later in the chief of police office...
So, Miss Lott, you're facing some very serious charges. Terrible. And since we are under martial law due to the war, well, you will simply be executed. I mean, look, normally you would be sentenced to a life sentence in a prison that had about 30 inmates to a cell with nothing but a hole in the middle of the room for you to pee and crap in. But, like I said, we're under martial law, so execution it is, or you can agree to be my concubine.
What?
No!
I'd rather die!
You insolent bitch! Have it your way! You will be shot! Take her to the wall!
The firing squad is on their lunch break, and they have a good, I don't know, half hour to go.
Well, I suppose we will sit here, staring at each other awkwardly, and then in 30 minutes you will meet your fate!
Meanwhile, back on the battlefield, it appears Sun King may be meeting his fate as well.
Come on, Sun King, do something! God, he's gonna kill us!
Got to use this tank to put some barrier between us.
Oh, damn it! Come on, just for that. After I finish kicking your ass till I smell shit, I'm gonna keep kicking till I smell blood!
That's not gonna hold him long!
Where the hell are
no,
you?
It Where'd won't. But hopefully, it'll buy us enough time for me to resort to my last resort.
What do you mean?
If I remove my sunbelt, or at least unfilter the last vestiges of my solar energized power. You'd better get behind me, it's the only thing that might possibly protect you from the Nova Blast I'm about to release.
What? Oh, God!
There you are! What are you doing? Gonna drop your pants and make yourself my bitch in order to try to spare your life?
Not exactly. Looks like that finished Warhead.
Good lord. Yeah, and the entire battlefield. Everyone's barbecued.
Whoops. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what they say in war, there's always collateral damage.
Yeah. Wait, look, there's Warhead there.
Yes, that giant barbecued lump. He's quite the crispy critter, and yet... looks like he's still breathing, but depleted enough to where his dark matter energy can't affect me. I suggest we make haste, Rex, and head back to Plop Plop, where you can get your criminal butt back to the States and put an end to your weapons profiteering.
Yeah, Sun King, I've learned my lesson. Yes, more than one.
And soon, Sun King and Rex Ring do indeed arrive back at Plop Plop. But on the way, Sun King notices Layla Lott is about to be executed before a firing squad. Green snot, I've got to act fast. Hold your fire!
Do not listen to this strange, dressed American. Fire at will!
Fire and be hanged! Oh, you little bastards!
I can't let on that the depletion of my solar energy makes their bullets a bit painful to me.
You know what? I've already barbecued a whole battlefield. A few more crispy critters won't matter.
Oh my god! Sun King!
I did it all for you, Layla.
Now, I suggest that you get on the next flight back to the States. Otherwise, I don't know that you'll be able to get out of here.
Right. But when will I ever see you again?
Who knows? Perhaps tomorrow. Perhaps never.
Oh.
Always leave them wanting more.
And now to do something about this war!
Suddenly, Sun King flies off to the Prime Minister's office of West Krappencord and abducts the Prime Minister.
You're coming with me!
And then, at East Krappencord, he does the same thing with their leader. And then, in the middle of one of the major battlefields, he lands and forces the two men to fight.
Go on, fight! The winner takes all.
But, I have no desire to beat up this man.
Yes, I do not wish to fight him either.
Don't you gentlemen see that you've been manipulated by forces beyond your control that are only wanting to profit from your war?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
No, me neither. I suppose now we could sit down and negotiate a settlement.
Yes, yes.
See, it's just as simple as that.
Look, our leaders are cowards.
Yes, they have betrayed Krappencord.
They have betrayed us all.
Let's kill them,
and we will get real leadership.
Wait, no, that's not what you want to do. Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Now the war can continue.
Whoops. Yeah, I think I'm just going to ease on out of here and head back to the States where life is mostly sane. Yeah. Up, up,
above and beyond!
Thus ends another amazing adventure of Sun King!
The Adventures of Sun King is a Nelson production. All characters and stories are written and performed by me, Douglas Nelson, with music by Kevin MacLeod and other public domain sources. And now, it's time for the Bayou Crime Report.
A woman stands accused of killing a sex offender who allegedly tried to assault her. Hey, I'm Red Nickerton. Well, around 3:30 p.m., deputies with the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a laundromat in the 2800 block of U.S. Highway 190 to a report of an unresponsive man with a stab wound. Deputies found the victim, 40-year-old Nicholas Trankett, and he was transported to the hospital, where he later died from his injuries. While deputies were on their way to the scene, the sheriff's office also received a report of a woman claiming she had stabbed a man who had attacked her while she was at the laundromat. Investigators allege Trankett, a convicted sex offender, went into the establishment with a sharp weapon and tried to sexually assault the woman. She reportedly disarmed Trankett and allegedly stabbed him with his own weapon before safely escaping the business. According to the sheriff's office, the woman also suffered injuries from the incident, and she was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Trankett served time in jail after being convicted in 2003 of indecent behavior with juveniles. He was also convicted in May 2008 for attempted aggravated rape and aggravated burglary. Trankett was released just over 2 months ago and had to register as a sex offender. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Randy Smith said, "I want to compliment this brave woman on the courage and strength she showed in fighting back against her attacker, and ask for prayers for her continued recovery." Well, the sheriff's got the right attitude. This woman's a goddamn hero. Yeah, the article says she's accused of stabbing this piece of shit. Ain't no sense in accusing her. She fessed up to it right at the beginning. She told them, said, "Yeah, stabbed him. Dumb fuck tried to rape me." So she did the absolute right thing and did a service to this community and the whole goddamn world. I mean, this idiot comes in there with a knife threatening her so he could stab her in the butt with his dick. And instead, she took the knife away from him and then promptly gave it back to him. Right into his guts. So good riddance to that piece of shit. Ain't got no business breathing our air anyway. And I hope this woman isn't giving too much trouble by, you know, like I said, formalities and all that. And they end up giving her a medal, because that's what she deserves. Anyway, for the Bayou Crime Report, I am Red Neckerton, reminding you, keep goddamn holes clean.
The Bayou Crime Report is a presentation of Nelson Productions.
The views and opinions expressed during the Mr. Nelson Show do not necessarily reflect those held by RadioMisfits.com. So, any complaints and or comments should be sent to @MrNelson on Twitter, where they will be promptly ignored and or blocked.
Now, Kathy, what seems to be the problem?
I have a throbbing sensation in my mouth.
All right, now why don't you open up? Let me have a look. Oh, I see. It looks as though you have a cavity that needs filling.